Hello everyone, welcome to the Shir Mishnayos. We're holding in Bava Basra, Perek Dalad, Mishnah Tes. Mishnah Tes is basically a Hemshech, a continuation of Mishnah Ches. It's kind of odd really why it's split in the middle. But last part of Mishnah Ches was talking that if someone sold a field, what is included in that sale and what is not. And now we're going to give the contrast to that, meaning the previous Mishnah was really talking about what was included, and now we're going to say what is not. Says Mishnah Tes, Avalo Machar, one who sold a field, Stam, without stipulating anything more than just a field. He has not sold lo es ha'avanim she'enam lutzarko, any stones that are not needed for the field, lo es ha'kanim she'mekarim she'enam lutzarko. And if he sold a vineyard, then he didn't include any reeds that, you know, they hold up the vines that are not for that need. Lo es ha'tvua shehi tvusha minakarka, and in the field, again, no produce that is already detached from the ground. Only produce that was attached, we said, in the previous mission is included. Zman she'amarlo, if he said to him, though, he v'chol ma'ashe b'socha, the field and anything in it, harikulam b'chorin, then all these things will be included. Benkach and benkach, in any event, lo machar, meaning even if he said everything in the field, he has not sold lo es mechitzas hakanim shehi beis rova, not the, we said that's not really a wall, but a gathering of reeds that grow together that is the size of a beis rova, an area that you can grow a rova, a quarter kav of produce. Lo es hashamera sheyasuya batit, not the guardhouse that the sukkah that the guard sits in that is made out of plaster. I mean, it's connected to the ground in that way. It's more kavua. Below that's a charuv hamurkav, right? I should take back, by the way. It's kavua, but not because it's connected to the ground. Really, connected to the ground makes it that it has its own identity to itself. So if it's connected like that. Below that's a charuv hamurkav, not a carob tree that is so old that it has to be grafted, has its own identity. V'lo es sadana shikma, that was, we talked about, the sycamore tree that is so old that they have to cut off the branches to make new room for new branches. V'lo es habor, v'lo es agas, not a pit, nor a gas, usually a wine vat. V'lo es hashovach, or a birdhouse, a dovecote. Bein charevin, bein yeshuvin. Whether it is charev or yeshuvin, you say whether that boar or that gas or the shovach are not in use, or whether they all are in use, filled with water, filled with grapes, and filled with doves. But tzarich likach l'derech, and one would need to buy from him a pass, meaning, being that the seller did not sell the pit and the wine vat and the dovecote that are not necessarily right by the field, there needs to be a way to get there. So the person that sold will have to buy back a pass. And he didn't sell these things, but he did sell the land next to them, so he'll have to buy a path if he wants to get to these things. Divrei Rabbi Akiva, right? Now, this came up in early Mishnah Bay, is that everybody who sells something is considered to sell with an ayin yafa, generously, so therefore he sold all the land, and they have to buy back enough land to make a path for himself, the seller. Divrei Rabbi Akiva. Chachamim omrim, chachamim say, ain't no tzarich. Chachamim say that he does not need to do that. It considers that a sale is, the stam a sale is, the ayin ra, is not so generous. Moder Rabbi Akiva is man she'amar lo. Rikiva would agree, though, if he sold to him chutz mi'elu, if he said explicitly, I'm not selling you these things, this boar, this gas, and the shovach, she'enu tzarech likach lo derech, then he doesn't have to buy a path. Meaning, if you say you're not selling them, then you also mean I'm also not selling a way to get to them. Macharan la'acher, if he sold that to another person, meaning to say, they're now resold, right? This is, I shouldn't say resold, but I mean sold to a different person. One, Reuven sold to Shimon the field, as we said, and then he sold to Levi, Reuven sold to Levi, these other things. So, Rabbi Kiva Omer, Einu Tzarech Likach Lo Derech, he does not need to buy a path. Again, the sale would be, right, why does he have to buy a path? The Lokeach, we're talking about him, does not need to buy a path. Rabbi Kiva, again, his opinion, yeah, it goes along with his previous opinion, that you sell the Ayin Yafeh, so he is considered to have sold that path. So Chorim Tzarech Likach Lo Derech, I'm saying, no, you would have to buy a path also. Medvar Morim, when is this true? B'mocher. This is all talking about a seller. Avo B'nosin Matana, if in any case you're talking about one who gives a gift, Nosin is Kulam, everything is included. We'll see why in the Rav. Ha'achim Shechalku, brothers that divided up an inheritance, Zachu B'sade, Zachu B'kulam. Once they have been Zoche in the field, they've been Zoche in all of these things. Ha'machzik B'nichse Eger, one who grabs onto the property of a convert, yeah, a convert that doesn't have any halachic relatives. So if you grab his property and he has no children, so anyone who gets it, hechzik basada, hechzik b'kula. Once has made some sort of chazaka in the field, he has therefore gained ownership in all these things also. Hamakdish is a sadeh, one who is makdish a field, meaning to say he makes it hektish. Hektish shekulam also includes all these things. But Rabbi Shimon disagrees. Hamakdish is a sadeh, if you makdish a field, lo hektish elo es a charuv hamurkav, that's sadan a shikma. You've only been makdish that old carob tree we spoke about and the old sycamore tree. That's how he learns. We're going to see that there are different gifts or a different pshat seemingly within these words. We'll see in the Rav and another mefarshim. So let's read the Rav now. This Mishnah basically explained a lot of it as we went, but let's see what the Rav says. So the first case, back to the field. Again, the idea as expressed in the previous Mishnah, anything that it has a chashivas to itself is not included in the sale of the field. Lo machir es habor, one is not sold the pit. Alfa bishamachlo asada ein elu mechorim. If you sell the field, the boar and the gas and the shovach are not included. Tarech hamochir likach loderech, and the seller has to buy back a path, min halokerech, from the buyer. Lavo labor lagas, to get to that pit or that wine vat. Hamochir ba'ayin yofim, mochir, one who sells generously, kid grishna le'el, as you said in the earlier mission. But if we said if it was a, we've said a number of things in between that part of the Mishnah and this part, but then we said if he gives as a gift, nothing is cool, and he gave it all. But Filaman the Amr Mocher Ba'ayin Ra'a Mocher, even if you hold like Chachamim here, that a seller sells not generously, and therefore the buyer in those cases had to buy a pass, Heichel the Machalo Echad Mikol Elu B'shir Asadah La'atzma, in the case where he bought one of these places, the boar, the gas, the shovach, and the field, the seller kept the field, Dafka Mocher Amrin and Hachir, that's only by a seller. Because the buyer in such a case should have made the conditions clear. Willi frushe, the cave of the low asne, being that he did not, ihu da afsid, he lost that on himself. That's why that he has to, you know, he didn't include in his purchase everything that he wanted to. Avagabi nosin, shemekabal amatano, but coming to a giver of a gift, yeah, that the recipient is misbayish lomar the nosin parishli mashat nosinli. One who receives a gift would be embarrassed to say, okay, explain to me exactly what you're giving to me. So therefore, lo amina midlo pirish ihu da afsi. We don't say from the fact that he did not explain he lost out and bought less than he would wanted. El amina ba'ayin yofen osam. We say the giver gave generously. Ve'ein tzarech mekabel amatana likach loderech. And therefore, the one who accepts the gift wouldn't have to buy a pass. The pass would be included in the giving of the gift. Ve'cheinami kol hani da amina le'el lo machar. So too, all the previous mishnayos where we say what is not included in the sale. V'she'enem b'chal sada. They were things not included in the field. Va'filo hani de'enem b'chal mashem v'socha. You go in Chara of the Southern Shigma of Voragas. So too, even in the cases we had here, where the person said, I'm selling you everything that's in the field, right? There were two things that we've left out even in that, an old carob tree and an old sycamore tree. In Nosan of Southern Matani, if you give the field as a gift, Nosan is cool and everything is given. The person gives an exaggeratingly generous way when he gives a gift. Zachab Asada Zachab Kulan, we said about brothers that divide, and we said about Nixay Eger also. Afilu bor v'gas v'shovach shabasad, even these things, the pit and the wine vat and the dovecote, and we should call echa zoche b'shalom mistalik mechaver mikol v'kol. The brothers, each one of them is zoche in his own thing, and is entirely unrelated from the other one at that point. It includes everything in the fields that by Eger hechlik v'kulam v'af agav d'chariv v'shikma lo batil l'gav b'sad. That we said before, the carob tree and the sycamore tree, and they're old and not batil. If we consider like two fields without a divider between them, if you make a chazak in one of them, you kona the other. Hiktish kulam, yeah, the makdish va'ayin yafeh makdish. One was a makdish a field also with a ayin yafeh. Lo hiktish ala charuv. So the Rebbe Shimon disagreed and said he only makdish the carob tree. Mikol hanach tamrinim. From all these things that we said, masis and gabi machar lo machar, we said by the case of the sale, it is not included. So when it comes to hektish, Rabbi Shimon holds it's also not included. Exact same terms. The das makdish kedas mocher. The intentions of one who is makdish is just like the intentions of one who is selling. Levad, except for mecharev hamurkav the sadana shikvam, from that grafted carob tree, yeah, and the old sycamore tree. The avlagav de mecher lamocher. Even when it comes to a case of sale, they are not sold. The hektish kadshi. When it comes to be makdish, they are considered to be hektish. With time a hole in the sade hektish kad yonki. The reason is because they are gaining nourishment from a field that is indeed hektish. Therefore, they become hektish. Now, it's very interesting over here. That's one thing that the Gemara says. But they bring the Mefarshim over here that that a totally different sort. That Rabbi Shimon holds, Makdish does not have the das of a mocher. Das of a mocher can have an ayin yafeh, but Makdish has an ayin ra. A simple little shita. Yeah, so it's interesting where the Bar Tanur brought only the one pshat. two pshatim given in the Gemara. Okay, that's the end of this parak. We'll do the first one in the next parak. Says the fifth parak, Mishnah Aleph. Amocher Sasfina, one who sells a boat. Mocher Satarin Vesanes Vesugin Veskolam Anhigan Osal. We're going to read in the Rav what all these things are, but basically we're going to talk about the mast, the sail, the oars, etc. We'll see in the Rav. Avalo Mocher Loas Avadim, but is not included in the sail are the servants, the workers. Loas Amartzufin, those are the bags where you keep the merchandise. Loas Antiki, not the merchandise itself. Yeah? Vizmancha Omar Lo, if he said to him, Ki Vechomash Vesocha, it and everything that's in it, Hari Kulan Mechorin, everything is sold. Mocher Esakaron, if one sold the wagon to pull a person with, travel a person with, Lo Mocher Esakaron, if he didn't sell the mule. Mocher Esakaron, if he sold the mules, Lo Mocher Esakaron, didn't sell the wagon. Mocher Esatzemid, one who sold the cattle prod, Lo Mocher Esabakar, did not sell the cattle. Mocher Esabakar, Lo Mocher Esatzemid, one who sold the cattle, did not sell the prod. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Hadami Modin, the money given will prove what is sold. Ketzad, how so? Amar lo, mechor li tzim doch. Guy says, sell me the tzemed, the Messiah Zeus, for 200 zoos. Whatever you do, is she'en a tzemed, Messiah Zeus. No worry, anybody pays 200 zoos for that. Omim ain't a dummy rayo. Chum say that the money is not a proof. Let's go through the Rav here. Amoche has a svina, stam, one who sells a boat. Moche has a torin. That's eight gavoj, a ton of levis and eight. That is called the mast, I believe. That's the tall. A tall piece of wood that you hang the sail from. Venesu kim in vilon. Venes is like a curtain, meaning a sail. Shetolin v'tori in the neged haruach that you hang it opposite the wind. The wind will blow it. Ogin is barzel shekoshin oso b'chevel. That's a piece of metal that you tie with a rope. Zorkin oso b'omek amayim. You throw it into the depth of the water. La'akev la'agin asfina. That's the anvil. Call it, right? The anchor. There we go. The anchor that stops the motion of the boat. And you sell the manhigim, eloha mishoto. So those are the oars, shibahem, molichna, sfina, lamakam, shirotzim, that you drive the boat whichever way you would want. Martzufin, amtalcha, shinosim, behem, aschoira. Those are the bags that you put the merchandise in. Antiki, the pragmatia, shibasocha, sfina. Yeah, that refers to merchandise itself. Lokalni, lachashiv, hacha, de mecher, lamacha, are all these things that in a sale are not considered sold. Imnosin, vehiktish, it's a sfina, lava, hanech, vechal, amatana, vehektish. And also not included in giving a gift or hektish. It's not considered, like we just said in the previous Mishnah, the kuhu, mekarkin, and who those things, the hektish did work and the matana did work, all those were land-based. And they were therefore batel compared to the field. The inin hektish and matana, as far as hektish and matana went, these are metatlin, they're not batel at all, they're never going to be included, not in a sale, nor in a matana, nor in hektish. Prados are behemos, hamoshos, and sakaron. Those are the animals that pull a wagon. But the case would be where they are not tied to that wagon at the time of the sale. Some say prados are etzim hanifradim min agola, separate pieces of wood that are separate from the wagon, shemoshkinas agola behem that you pull the wagon with. Again, it has to be not tied on at the time of the sale. That's the yoke that binds the oxen together. And then Rabbi Huda said, the price will be a proof. And the Chum say, no, ain't a damim raya. The money is not a proof. We have a general rule. If you overcharge someone a fifth of the price, so the kinney works, but you give back the overcharge, more than that, it's a bottle. So why, I mean, that seems to be the raya, you know, the cost of something is indeed a proof. Right, that is the amount that your das could make a mistake. A six, you can make that mistake. The buyer thinks it's what it costs. Therefore, it's a mistaken purchase. Of the kadeshi and das toa, the amount that the das does not make such a mistake. You go into kanet semen, shove a zuz from a time. You write a one zuz semen for 200 zuz. Amrina matana nostem lo. We say that is given as a matana. You paid so much because you want to give him that. Bein kan bitul mekach, and therefore he cannot nullify the sale. Bein halacha, Rabbi Yehuda, the halacha is not like him. So it's like the chacham. Thank you for.